CD5 positive B cells ratio in Leprotomus leprosy. Introduction. Leprosy is a chronic infectious disease caused by Mycobacterium leprae, an acid-fast bacillus with high infectivity, low pathogenicity and high virulence. Leprosy is one of the major infectious diseases of concern defined by World Health Organization. In 2003, a total of 451,325 cases were detected worldwide. This disease has a broad spectrum of clinical manifestations, with tuberculoid leprosy, that is TL, at one end of the spectrum and Leprotomus leprosy, that is LL, at the other. LL is characterized by virtual absence of T-cell responses to M. leprae and advanced clinical disease. It's frequently associated with presence of autoantibodies which might be related to B1 lymphocyte percentages such as rheumatoid factor, that is RF, anti-cardiolipin antibodies, that is ACL, and anti-neutrophil cytoplasmic autoantibodies, that is ANCA, and anti-nuclear antibodies, ANA. CD5 positive B cells, that is B1 lymphocytes, constitute of 15-25% of B cell population in secondary lymphoid tissues in adults. Especially, peritoneal cavity contains B1 lymphocytes populations whose antigen receptors are immunoglobulin molecules and have limited diversity. Many of these cells are specific for polysaccharide and lipid antigens on bacterial wall. B1 lymphocytes produce IgM antibodies which are called natural antibodies. Although they are found in fetus intensely, a decrease in cell counts is obtained by increasing age. CD-positive B cells differ from T-dependent antigens by producing low-affinity polyreactive natural antibodies in response to polyclonal activators. In autoimmune disease such as rheumatoid arthritis, Sjogren's syndrome and systemic lupus erythematosus, the relationship between the increase of autoantibodies and CD5-positive B cells is established. Patients and methods. Organization. Ethical consent was supplied by the local ethics committee at Firat University Medical Faculty. Informed consent was obtained from all study participants. A total of 40 patients, that is 29 males and 11 females, of Leprotomus leprosy with a mean age of 60 plus or minus 14.43 and mean years of diagnosis, that is 30.66 plus or minus 17.42, were included. 40 healthy individuals, 25 males and 15 females who have no leprosy in contact with mean age of 55 plus or minus 8.89 were included as controls. All the patients included in this study were free of other infectious diseases. Those post-diagnosis received multi-drug therapy, that is MDT, according to the recommendations of the World Health Organization. Patients undergoing an erythema nodosum leprosum episode and those taking thalidomide of corticoids were excluded. Flow cytometric analysis of peripheral blood sample. Venous blood, that is 2 milliliters, from the participants were taken into tubes with EDTA in order to examine T-cell receptors by flow cytometry. All blood samples were researched within 2 hours. Peripheral blood samples were analyzed at Coulter Epix XLMCL, that is Beckham Coulter USA, Immunotech Marcel Fans, monoclonal antibodies were used. Cell surface expression of lymphocyte antigens were examined by MAB staining of peripheral blood samples with two-color flow cytometry. CD45/CD14 isotype control, CD3, CD19/CD5, CD20 MAB tubes were prepared and analyzed according to the instructions of the manufacturer. Results were counted at the same equipment using Expo32 analysis software. The quality criteria involved the frequency above 95% of total lymphocytes in the analysis gate and homogeneous CD45 plus lymphocyte population. Minimum of 2000 events in the gate. CD45 less than 95%. Statistical analysis was done by using SPSS 11.0 and related sample t-test. For the statistical significance threshold, p less than 0.05 value was used. Results. The mean age of patients with leprotomous leprosy was 60 plus or minus 14 years, range between 25 to 80. Of healthy control group was 59 plus or minus 9 years, the range was 34 to 79. The mean duration of disease was 29 plus or minus 17 years in patients with leprotomous leprosy. Demographic characteristics and laboratory values of patients with leprotomous leprosy and control subjects. CD9 plus CD5 plus B1 lymphocytes were significantly higher in patients with leprotomous leprosy compared to healthy controls, p equal to 0.001. CD19 plus CD5 minus B lymphocytes were significantly higher in patients with leprotomous leprosy compared to healthy controls, p was less than 0.05. There was a significant correlation between CD19 plus B lymphocytes, total B lymphocyte, and CD19 plus CD5 plus B1 lymphocyte, R is equal to 0.54. However, no significant relation was found between CD19 and CD19 plus CD5 plus B1 lymphocyte percentages and disease duration. The discussion. Leprosy is a chronic infectious disease caused by Mycobacterium leprae. Its broad spectrum of manifestations depend on distinct M. leprae responsive T-cell subsets. Type 1 T helper, that is TH1 cells, are associated with tuberculoid leprosy, that is TT, which is characterized by a protective response against the bacillus with effective control of the dissemination of the disease. In contrast, T helper 2, that is TH2 cells, are primarily associated with leprotomous leprosy, that is LL, which is characterized by intense polyclonal activation of B lymphocytes and absence of an M leprae specific T cell response, resulting in multibacillary and disseminated disease, as well as development of hypergamma globulin anemia and autoantibodies. Between these extremes are immunologically unstable patients with intermediate signs and symptoms corresponding to the borderline tuberculoid, that is BT, mid-borderline, that is BB, and borderline leprotomous BL forms. Although the CD5 plus B1 cells account for a small percentage of B cells in healthy adult individuals, their study gathers importance in view of their involvement in autoimmune states in early lymphoid recovery after bone marrow, that is BM transplantation, and in malignancies such as BCLL and mantle cell lymphoma. Additional studies have shown that normal CD5 plus B cells may be expanded in autoimmune disease such as rheumatoid arthritis or primary Sjogren's syndrome. Both splenic CD5 plus and CD5 minus B lymphocytes produce platelet GP-specific autoantibodies in chronic idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura, that is ITP, and may play a role in the autoimmune pathogenesis of ITP. Leprotomous leprosy patients have a defect on TH1 type cellular response. It is known that leprosy patients have high autoimmune disease risk than healthy population. Compared to the healthy controls, both CD5 minus conventional B cells and CD5 plus B1 cells subsets were found to be higher in leprosy patients. Observed significant increase in CD19 plus CD5 minus and CD19 plus CD5 plus B1 cell subsets in patients of leprotomous leprosy suggests that B1 lymphocytes with known predisposition to autoimmunity may have a role in disorganized protective immune response in leprotomous leprosy. About 33% of the B cells in peripheral blood of leprotomous leprosy patients expressed markers of autoreactive features, while less than 12% of the circulating blood cells in the healthy group exhibited such markers. The leprotomous leprosy patients contained a substantial number of B cells, out of which about 30% demonstrated autoreactive features. Conclusion. It is suggested that circulating B cells in leprotomous leprosy patients have a higher propensity to autoreactive properties than B cells of healthy populations.